All right, just like I hit source code with the words, I think I've hit source code with the health stuff. I could be wrong on this, but I think I'm right. I think fasting is the source code. And also, a healthy microbiome, different kinds of food for your gut. Your gut biome. I've been listening to every doctor I could for last year, and weightlifters and health gurus and everything else. And the common denominator on all of them is to eat less meals, but eat a variety and do a fast every day. And then I experimented on it, and it seems to be true. But you got to get your energy. The biggest thing is cut back sugar to almost nothing and get your energy from oils and fats. Source code truth with the words is cut, turn, union, and flow. Source code truth with this reality is everything's a projection from the cross. And that story is repeating as a fractal, holographic story right in front of you every day. Everything that you're going through, everything that you're thinking is happening. There's always a precog, and there's always a postcog. Because everything's a cog. So as you plant seeds in your mind, as you renew your mind, plant seeds, try something new, think different, it starts to play out in front of you in the storyline. Because everything is a story. S-T-O-R-Y. Ori is having to do with, S-T is the snake on the cross. That's the story of all things. And why do you think it's caught? Why do you think when you go up a building, that's a three-story building, that's a five-story building, that's a six-story building. Why? Why is it called stories? Because you move up the levels, but it's still the same story. It's still a story. It's still a story. You move up different levels. First story, second story, third story, fifth story building, eighth story, ninth story. Why is it called a story? Because it's all a story. It's the same story. You're just going up in the understanding, levels of understanding. Level is L, Eve, L, L-E-V-E-L. You're moving up the levels of understanding, the levels. So what does that actually represent? The two posts and then Eve's in the middle. The veil was rent. The hymen is the veil. The veil was rent. Come boldly to the throne of grace. You move into that intimacy of understanding, and that intimacy of understanding takes you to the next level. It's really right in front of us. It's just, the problem is, pyramids upside down when it comes to the world, the flesh, pro-life, the flesh mind, the world, pride. It's all upside down. It's an inverted pyramid. So the Freemason pyramid's upside down. The food pyramid's upside down. The hoarding mindset's upside down. It's got to flow through you. Not to you, but through you. When stuff flows through you, you benefit yourself and other people. So when you benefit somebody else, you're benefiting yourself because you're actually looking at a mirror image of yourself, of somebody in a different universe. Each person is their own little universe. And it's not that you're saying they're God or anything, but you're saying the whole truth is within each person. Each person is their own universe. And if two people interact with each other, the two universes are in union. And if they're in union with the right one, they grow. They get healthy, they grow, they sharpen each other. In the flesh mind, everything is cut, hurt, pain, narcissism, cut you, revenge, bitterness, payback. Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Payback. It's inverted, I'm telling you. The inverted flesh mind. The spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. The flesh mind can't even hear the spirit mind. If you can hear the deeper truths, you probably have the spirit mind. The mind of Christ. Don't even know it. This is why they make you think you're crazy when you're sane. And you're walking around with the spirit mind in an insane world. And everybody's insane, and when you speak truth, they think they gang up on you and say, You're crazy. And then you start to think, maybe I am crazy. Until you run across somebody with some truth. And when you run across somebody with some truth, what happens? You feel like you're home. You're back home where you belong. When you're out there on an island by yourself with all the narcissists, with all the selfish, greedy, selfish people who hate everybody, hate their neighbor. Actually, when you hate your neighbor, you hate yourself. That's what I'm saying. When you love your neighbor, you love yourself. Because you're just looking at a mirror image. They're a person just like you're a person. The box life, the box mind, is a closed mind. When you unfold the box, you see the cross. And you unfold any box, you'll see a cross, depending on how you unfold it. But that's why the Tetra game is using the unfolded box. Just trying to put the pieces together, the puzzle pieces together. I think it's called Tetra. It's got those symbols that come down. And so it's an unfolded box. It's the different shapes in the Tetra game is just an unfolded box. And if you unfold it the right way, you'll see a cross. And so it's just an unfolded box trying to put the puzzle pieces together. You think, why do people love that game so much? Because the little symbols are coming down and you're trying to fit them into the place. It's a puzzle, trying to put all the puzzle pieces together. It's a trip, to be honest with you. Let me say this again. This is important. You have the spirit mind. And when you come across people like you who have the spirit mind, it feels like home. It feels like family. Because you finally found somebody who can see past this stupid reality. This stupid place. It's ridiculous anyway. So like right now I'm seeing police cars. And I'm seeing a truck. I'm seeing a tractor trailer off the side of the road. That's a precog, and it's a story. Yeah, they're going through pain. Yeah, sorry, they're going through that trouble. But if you step back a little bit, you realize when a person is going through trouble, it's just a birthing process. It's like a baby crying. They're crying. It's a process. It's actually a dying daily process. You know, when the baby's crying, so the baby comes out, it's crying, right? Why is it crying? Because it's going through a lot of changes, a lot of birthing, it's a new situation, something new. Never experienced it before, so it's a lot of birthing pains. It's wild stuff. It's fun stuff, but it's wild stuff. To shift from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, from Wile E. Coyote to Roadrunner, from the bottom part of the sine wave to the top part of the sine wave, to shift to that in a world full of insanity, in a world full of flesh-minded creatures, to shift over to the spirit mind, to shift from hate to love, to shift from greedy to give, to shift from scarcity to abundance, to shift from scarcity to abundance, to shift from scarcity to abundance. Let me say it again. To shift your mind from scarcity to abundance when you're surrounded by a scarcity lie on every turn. Water is unlimited. Water's unlimited. Air is unlimited. The oil is unlimited. The gold is unlimited. The diamonds are unlimited. They just create a scarcity. That's all they're doing. It's all lies, but I'm telling you, the whole thing is a lie. Just look at the trees. Just look at the trees. They just keep growing. That's all you have to do. Look at the grass. Look at the birds. They don't worry about tomorrow. They just go out and scavenge and gather. They're just gatherers, hunter-gatherers. And they have everything they need. They don't have Dr. Fauci to tell them what to do. How come the birds and the squirrels don't have Dr. Fake around them? They don't have to listen to Dr. Fake. Why does his name mean fake? F-A-U is foul. Foul. Just put it in the etymology. Why does his name mean fake? There's a reason. There's a reason. Names reveal everything. Words reveal it all. Dr. Fake, his name actually means fake. F-A-U, look it up, it's fake.